edition. Hope everybody enjoyed a Thursday with spread out baseball action. If you're listening early enough on a Friday, we have a 1:10 Eastern game between the Marlins and the Rays. So be prepared for that early start time if you're locking in your lineups. But let's get you to some news and notes before we get to that. So you can find me on Twitter at BDIntric and the Patreon, patreon.com/BubbaBloom, to get all your good stuff there to get you up to date for your fantasy baseball teams. Thursday night recorded the latest episode of Bubba and the Bloom, episode 249 with Ryan Bloomfield, previewing your week 12 fab. So go check all that out. Use the tools on the Patreon to get your fab bids ready to rock and roll. All right, some news and notes from Thursday. Kyle Teal, other Chicago White Sox catching prospect Kyle Teal, is getting the call. Surprisingly, when Edgar Caro got called up, the White Sox said, we probably won't see Teal this season. Next year, he needs some work in the minors. Well, so much for that. He's going to get the call up on today. Through AAA this season, he's hitting .295 with 8 home runs and 7 steals. Teal has a 10.3% barrel rate with a .493 slug and a .131 WRC+. He's been working out at first base to hopefully get some action there, so he could see time at first base, but primarily a catcher for the White Sox. We'll see how that shakes out, as Edgar Caro has not been producing. Matt Theis isn't good, so Teal might get some good run here. We'll see how that plays out. Francisco Lindor of the New York Mets was out of Thursday's lineup as he's dealing with a fractured right pinky toe with something in the water in L.A., unfortunately. Francisco Lindor said he's not going to go on the IL. It's a pain tolerance thing, and that he plans on playing through the pain. So we'll wait and see on this one. I'm the naive one that says, why don't you just put it in a boot for a week or two, get it fully healed, and come back. We'll see, because I feel like this is going to hamper the steals ability for Lindor, but time will tell on that one. Cole Reagans of the Kansas City Royals was activated from the IL on Thursday to start game two of the doubleheader. Not his best outing, but kind of expected with that layoff. Thomas Hatch was DFA'd. Matthew Liberatore in that same game against Reagans for the Cardinals was removed after only 70 pitches. The Cardinals are saying it was fatigue-related, but we shall see. Liberatore said it was something with his mechanics. He's already looked at the film. They're going to change thing. He wanted to get ahead of it, basically, without getting hurt, is what it came down to. We'll see again. There's a lot of talk. We'll need to see a little action as well. Shea Bangaliers of the Sacramento Athletics was removed from Thursday's game with left flank soreness, a.k.a. the oblique region. He will undergo further testing to determine the extent of the injury. Bangaliers is considered day-to-day. Josh Naylor of the Arizona Diamondbacks left Thursday's game with hand soreness. Naylor has been dealing with hand and shoulder soreness. So after the game, the D-backs said that Naylor is day-to-day. Nothing crazy to see here. Luis Arraez of the San Diego Padres left Thursday's game with soreness in his left knee. After the game, the Padres seemed not too worried about the injury. They're saying that Arraez is day-to-day. Xander Bogaerts was out of Thursday's lineup as he's dealing with his sore shoulder. He is also day-to-day. And I mentioned on the Bubba and the Bloom show, he's probably a drop in 12-team and shallower leagues, hitting .238, 3 home runs, 11 steals. If that isn't our Gene Segura type, I don't know what else is. Carlos Correa, the Minnesota Twins, as expected, was out of Thursday's lineup as he's still dealing with back tightness. He's day-to-day, but expected back in the lineup this weekend for the Twins. Luis Robert Jr., Lou Bob, was out of the lineup for the third straight game as he, quote-unquote, is here to clear his head. Ironically, he was hitting the head during batting practice, so that is White Sox to a T. Chris Martin of the Texas Rangers was activated from the IL on Thursday. Kumar Rocker was sent back to AAA after his rough outing on Wednesday. Martin should add some bullpen depth to the back end of that Rangers bullpen. Justin Robleski of the Dodgers will start on Friday versus the Cardinals as they need help in the starting rotation. Shane Bieber of the Cleveland Guardians is scratched from his rehab start on Friday. He's experiencing more soreness in his elbow after his last bullpen session. Might be time to call it a day, Mr. Bieber. The Atlanta Braves bullpen has been disastrous. Another one, a rough outing from Iglesias and company on Thursday to blow that 10-4 lead against the D-backs. The Braves said they're going to call up Craig Kimbrel on Friday. Yes, that Craig Kimbrel, El Capitan. Kimbrel has a 2.00 ERA over 18 innings at AAA this year with 23 strikeouts. Guess they all hands on deck, one might say, for the captain. And Brandon Woodruff of the Milwaukee Brewers was pulled off his rehab assignment and returned to the IL with his latest elbow injury that occurred from a comebacker in his last rehab start. Snake bitten might not be the appropriate word for Brandon Woodruff. All right, let's get some standouts from Thursday on the diamond. At the plate, Marcus Semien, my goodness, 3-for-4 with 2 solo shots over the last 6 games. Semien's got hits in 5 of 6 games, hitting .611 over that stretch with 3 home runs, 8 runs scored, 5 RBIs, and 2 stolen bases. Maybe the old man's waking up. Tyler Soderstrom is streaking again, folks. Went 2-for-5 with a double dong and 6 RBIs on Thursday. Over the last 7 games for Soderstrom, he's only hitting 261, but 4 homers, 5 runs scored, and 11 RBIs. Starling Marte, the old man, when he's in the lineup, is playing well right now. 3-for-4 with a home run, 2 runs scored, and an RBI on Thursday. Over the last 11 games for Marte, he's hitting 360 with 2 homers, 9 runs scored, 3 RBIs, and a stolen base. Let's head to the mound where Robbie Ray continued his outstanding season for the Giants. 7 innings, 2 earned, 9 Ks against the Padres. Ray's made 13 starts now this year. 3 earned runs or less in all 13 starts. That's pretty, pretty good. That gives him a 2.44 ERA with 87 strikeouts over 77 and a third innings pitched. Ryan Pepiot got the job done versus the Rangers. 6 innings, 2 earned, and 8 Ks in that AAA ballpark, single-A ballpark, I guess. Over the last 9 starts for Pepiot, he's allowed 3 earned runs or less. He's allowed 15 earned runs over 54 innings in that stretch with 40 strikeouts. Max Fried continues to dazzle. 6 innings, no runs, 7 strikeouts against the Guardians on Thursday. Fried's made 13 starts now this year with a 1.78 ERA. It's the best ERA start for a Yankees pitcher in his first season with the Yankees since Phil Niekro, is what I saw come on Twitter. That's pretty impressive. Fried has 77 strikeouts over 81 innings pitched. And Zach Eflin, you know, he came back from the IL, rocky out the gate. Last 2 starts have been good. Thursday through 6 innings, 3 earned, 7 Ks. That'll do. That'll do, Donkey. The last 2 starts for Eflin, 13 innings pitched, 3 earned runs, and 13 strikeouts. Very, very solid. Some saves for you on a Thursday. Camilo Duvall picked up his 8th save of the year with a nice ninth versus the Padres. Shelby Miller saved number 6 versus the Braves as Justin Martinez had the night off. Carlos Estevez saved game 2 of the doubleheader for save number 18 over the Cardinals. Brian Baker got save number 2 for the Orioles over Seattle as the Mountain got the day off. And Tanner Scott saved number 11 as the Dodgers came back to beat the Mets. Let's take a peek at Friday's action on the diamond. Full day of baseball. Remember that early game talked about there on DFS. You have a 12-game main slate starting at 7:05 p.m. Eastern time. Some pretty good pitchers, including one Tarek Skubal, taking on the Chicago Cubs. Very expensive, very good. Kodis Senga versus Colorado. Seth Lugo versus the White Sox. Chad Patrick has been really good of late. Talked about him a bit on the Fad preview, Bubba and the Bloom show. He takes on the Padres. Ben Brown taking on the Tigers. And Colton Gordon's another guy we talked about on that Bubba and the Bloom show. Gordon has been much better than I think people realize. This is near 20% K to walk. The ratios are pretty good, especially the underlying ratios. There's a lot to like there. He takes on the Cleveland Guardians. Some bats we're looking at on this slate, lots of them. Mets versus Sensatella and Coors. Seattle versus Kyle Hendricks. Milwaukee versus Randy Vasquez. That guy that's just a smoke and mirrors pitcher. Houston versus Logan Allen. Royals versus Davis Martin. Twins versus Eric Lauer. Cardinals versus Justin Robleski. Offense for days, folks. Things I'm looking forward to, some pitching matchups on Friday. We got Spencer Schwellenbach taking on Hayden Bergstock. So 2 young guns going by the bay. Ben Brown versus Tarek Skubal. Brown looked outstanding in his last start, kind of rocky before that. Skubal's just a G. I guess just amazing what he's doing out there. Eduardo Rodriguez returns from the IL to a D-backs team that needs all the help they can get on the mound. Takes on Nick Lodolo coming off a dandy in his last go-around. And then you got Walker Buehler versus Will Warren, 2 guys that need to bounce back. Warren was dealing for like 4 or 5 starts before this last outing. Buehler's just been an up-and-down, you know, glass case of emotions this season. That'll do it, folks. Another episode in the books for you. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. Remember, check me out on Twitter, @BDIntric. Check out the Patreon, patreon.com/BubbaBloom. You got 2 Bench with Bubba episodes this past week and 2 Bubba and the Bloom episodes this past week, including the recent Week 12 Fab preview. So go check out all the goodies there. Enjoy your weekend. I'll be back with you guys on Monday to recap Sunday and more from the weekend of baseball action and get you ready for another week of fantasy baseball. But for now, this was Breakfast with Bubba, episode 64. Hope you have a great day.